A Florida man shot his roommate in the face during a vigilance drill. Florida police arrest a firefighter for exposing his organs inside a 7-Eleven. A Florida man conducts a sword ritual while holding a woman captive. And a bus passenger spit at a bus driver over the touching of a coochie. These are the weird stories for Friday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the galaxy, and the only daily weird news podcast that does Florida Fridays. All the weird news from this week from the state of Florida. Here we go.
Oh, thank you.
A Florida man shot his roommate during a vigilance drill. Never heard of a vigilance drill. Is that sort of like the stand your ground rule? The vigilance drill? No. Let's keep reading about this vigilance drill. Maybe this is something that Florida friends do to help one another get on in life. Or die. An Orange City, Florida man's facing some charges after deputies say he accidentally shot a roommate in front of two small children. Making comments the victim made as part of an ongoing series of drills to stay vigilant. Okay. So this guy shot his roommate in front of two small children. Whose children are these? Just random children in the story? There's just random Florida children in your home, apparently. And too many guns around, sadly. A lot of guns around the children. Doesn't say if it's the roommate's small children or the victim's small children. Either way, children were present during this stay vigilant drill. It's a stay vigilant drill. We didn't do this when I was kids. We would just kind of tap each other in the crotch to stay vigilant. We didn't shoot each other. It's kind of strange. But I mean, I suppose if you really want people to stay vigilant, you got to whip out the gun here and there. It takes pressure to make a diamond, as you all know. We have a guy named Brad in the story. Yeah, you don't want to hang out with a guy named Brad that lives in Florida. Brad's going to shoot you in front of your children. That's what Brad's do in Florida. 25-year-old Brad. You can picture him in the wife beater. He's got his gun. Just stay vigilant. Vigilant. I keep saying vigilant. Vigilant. In the villages. Do you think they're staying vigilant in the villages in Florida? I'll bet they are. A lot of guns in the villages and Viagra. According to the affidavit, Brad was in his living room when the victim came out of the kitchen and reportedly said, quote, bro, I could assassinate you right now in the blink of an eye. And then, well, whatever chemicals that Brad was on made his brain think, oh, my roommate just threatened to assassinate me in the blink of an eye. He must mean it. And now here comes the guns ablazing in front of the kids. The report says Brad told deputies he thought the victim had something in his hand. Something in his hand? What, like a plate of pancakes? What was it, Brad? He just came out of the kitchen. Perhaps it was a spatula. Anyways, Brad thought the victim had something in his hand, so he stood and pointed a handgun at him and accidentally pulled the trigger. Really? Accidentally? Accidentally? All right. Looks to me like you haven't really mastered your vigilant drills yet, Brad. The deputies say the gun safety was off and the bullet struck the victim in the jaw, of all places. The jaw! How's that for your vigilant drill? Bullet to the jaw. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. But what about the kids? The roommate was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. But his jaw, man, not going to be able to have any burgers with a jaw like that. Can't even sip. Yeah. Poor guy. Well, he was vigilant. Apparently, you got to stay vigilant. And somehow, the roommates confirmed that they often conduct drills to stay vigilant in their surroundings by trying to get the jump on one another. Usually, the guns are involved, but not loaded. These are maniacs. This is ridiculous. Jumping on each other with guns and stuff. Just pulling guns out. Oh, stay vigilant. Oh, now add some booze to the equation. Add a bullet or two. I had one in the chamber. Just got to stay vigilant, guys. Got to stay vigilant. The victim does not want to press charges, however. You don't want to press charges. Shot in the face. Doesn't want to press charges. Yeah, no worries. I'm good. Gotta stay vigilant. I can't say vigilant. Gotta stay vigilant, bro. Gotta stay vigilant. No charges. Nah, we're good roommates. We're tight. I'm gonna sleep better now, knowing that my roommate is vigilant and accurate with a pistol. I couldn't be in a safer place in my life right now. Okay, so the shooting happened in front of two young children, although no charges are going to be pressed. Can't they press charges anyways? This happened in front of children. Like, someone needs to be removed from the house, if not both of these idiots. The mother of the children told deputies she's frequently asked the men to stop performing these vigilant drills. Stop being vigilant. This poor woman. She's trying to make breakfast, gets the kids ready for school. These dudes are popping up from behind the couch with their guns drawn. Staying vigilant. Just blasting into the ceiling. Pow, I hear you up there. Stay vigilant. Oh, man, you almost shot the bottom of my foot. Hey, easy. That one was kind of close. Wow. I mean, the amount of dumb going on in this household. Now, it says Brad is not facing charges in the shooting because the roommate ain't pressing charges, because the roommate's very pleased with how vigilant Brad is. And Brad is helping the roommate stay vigilant in these trying times. It says he faces two counts of felony child abuse and one count of culpable negligence for firing a gun in front of the children and not knowing it was loaded. He was arrested after detectives obtained a warrant for these charges, etc. Good, good. He's going to hopefully be removed from these the presence of these children. They keep saying, though, not knowing it was loaded, like as if the police are believing him. Like, what? In what world would you believe Brad from Florida that, oh, I didn't think it was loaded. I didn't mean to pull the trigger. And they're writing it down. Oh, he says he didn't know it was loaded. Oh, he says he didn't mean to pull the trigger. These are morons you're around. These are morons. You're going to believe morons? These Florida police are unbelievable, man. A Florida man who's also a firefighter is arrested for exposing sexual organs in a convenience store. The Pinellas Park. Guys, our favorite place, Pinellas County. Say it with me, guys. Pinellas Park Police Department arrested Fisher Davis, a Clearwater firefighter, for exposing his sexual organs. And this disturbing incident occurred at a 7-Eleven located on 49th Street in Pinellas Park. Sevlev in Florida. Imagine the wonderful behavior that's going on there. Mr. Davis followed an 18-year-old female into the 7-Eleven and, while in close proximity to her, lifted the leg of his shorts to expose his genitals. Yeah, it's on video. You can see it. They blur out his genitalia, but it's there. He's wearing dark sunglasses, walking after her like a creepo. This is firefighter. It's unbelievable, man. How are people still, like, walking around in businesses, in stores, not realizing they're being recorded? It's 2024. You don't know you're being recorded? How dumb are you? These are, like, the same people that take out a paper map and write down directions rather than use the GPS on their phone. I'm just trying to wrap my head around how people don't understand that technology exists right now. This is a young kid, too. Look at this guy. He's young. Yeah. He doesn't know that there's cameras in Sevlev? In 7-Elevens? He doesn't know there's cameras in 7-Elevens. Bro, how do you not know there's cameras in 7-Elevens? Unless he purposely wanted to be famous and not be a firefighter. Although, I don't know, is firefighter like police? They don't fire you. They just put you on leave for doing stuff like this. Yeah, we just put him on we gave him a paid vacation for whipping it out at a Sevlev. Yeah, maybe they'll do that with him. I'm not sure firefighters do that. That's what police do. That's if you're, yeah, if you're a member of the Shield, you can, yeah, very difficult for you to get fired. The article says the surveillance footage from the 7-Eleven captured the entire incident, showing Florida man Davis persistently following the young woman with his genitals continuously exposed throughout and seemingly waiting for her to see and acknowledge his lewd act. It's a very lewd and lascivious act, as you know, lewd and lascivious. Now, the Florida man Davis was confronted by an employee of the 7-Eleven, and he subsequently left the area in a vehicle. Following a thorough investigation by the Pinellas Park police detectives, Fisher Davis, the Florida man, was identified easily and taken into custody earlier today. Yes, because he probably drove off in his own vehicle with his own license plate. He's a local firefighter. Everybody knows the Florida man Davis here. This probably isn't the first time he's taken out his hose. He's a firefighter that's very proud of his hose. He wants to show everybody that he's got a hose that works. You want to know that your fire department is filled with men that have hoses that work. He's been charged with exposure of his sexual hose. Here's a quote from the fire and rescue chief, Scott. Scott must be very disappointed. Although I'll tell you right now, the guys at the firehouse, the fire station, they know all about this already. They know this guy's into that. This is what guys just know that. When you're hanging out with dudes, a group of guys, same guys all the time, you know it comes out. You know just the degenerate crapola that they're into. It comes out. Drinking, it's going to come out. They spend a lot of time at the firehouse. You know, there's a lot of downtime, talking, chatting, playing cards, drinking coffee. This has come about. He's told them that he's done this many times. I will bet you. Anyways, back to our man Scott, the fire and rescue chief. Here's his quote. Oh, this is a very disturbing allegation and not representative of the men and women of Clearwater Fire and Rescue, I would say. Since this man is a probationary employee, Mr. Davis is being terminated effective today. Bravo, Scott, fire chief. Get rid of this guy. He should get in big trouble for this, like an arrest, something, right? I assume this is going to happen like that. Not that that's going to do anything about it. He'll just be out in, it's, you know, several weeks, and he'll be doing this again at a Walmart. You just can't stop these Florida men that want to expose themselves. There's something down there. It must be the heat, the humidity, maybe all the reptiles. They just drive you into exposure of genitalia insanity, it would seem. The sand, too. I bet the sand has something to do with it. Sand is just so scratchy, and it just gets everywhere. It'll drive you nutso, won't it? A Florida man conducts a sword ritual while holding a woman captive. Oh, it's so exciting. I can't wait to get to the bottom of what ritual this might be. There's tons of sword rituals. Let's see what one he did. Was it the samurai one? Was he knighting his captive? You know, when you knight them, you know, they kneel down and then you tap them on each shoulder and you say, I knight thee, my captive, Lori. Then you'll go nowhere because I have a sword. This story's out of Clearwater. A woman was assaulted and held captive inside an apartment with this maniac for 2 days. You got to see the photo of this guy, John Peter Stevens. He looks like he doesn't regret holding a woman captive with a sword at all. Looks like he's going to do it again as soon as you let him go. Cannot let John Peter Stevens go. Can't let him anywhere near women or swords. I vote for this. Now, the police say that 42-year-old John Peter Stevens, our Florida man star of the story with his sword play, became very angry and upset at the victim after she received a text message on Thursday. Okay, just a text message? Don't we all get text messages all day, John Peter Stevens. What do you got to whip a sword out for about this? Why you got to hold somebody captive because they got a text message? I get text messages all the time. I guess no one loves me. Enough to hold me captive for getting a text message. According to the police, Stevens took the victim's phone and threw it on the ground before repeatedly hitting her with his fists. This is a real POS, this individual. I hope he stays in jail for a very long time. Let's keep reading, though. I'm very curious about the sword ritual, and I hope it doesn't involve maiming her in any way. She was forced into a bedroom, it says, the victim. Forced into the bedroom. Authorities say she tried to leave the bedroom while Stevens was conducting, quote, a ritual with a sword in the living room. Well, I did a Google on sword rituals. There's just too many to cover here. There's sword naming and purification rituals, Japanese ceremonial sword rituals. We have here samurai sword rituals and ceremonies. Burgundian sword rituals. What are those? Burgundians? I don't know. Burgundian. Is that a type of cheese? Viking weddings, apparently, you use swords during the ceremony, these rituals. Swords, you can actually buy swords for weddings and ceremonies from this website. Wow, people are just buying all kinds of swords, I guess, for weddings. And I've never been to a wedding ceremony that featured a sword. I guess in Florida they have such things. Maybe this guy was doing his own wedding with his victim here, so she wouldn't text message anybody. I was hoping that he was doing seppuku in the living room, you know, just doing himself in, you know, seppuku, the Japanese ritual where a samurai kills himself by cutting into his own belly. That's what I was hoping that our Florida man, John Peter Stevens, was doing as far as sword rituals go. But sadly, no. In the middle of conducting a sword ritual in the living room, according to the police, he then charged at the woman while holding the sword's tip toward her. How about that? Investigators say at this moment, she fell backward onto the floor to avoid being stabbed. Investigators say Stevens was pointing the tip of the sword at her from on top and said, "I'll cut you in half or I'll cut your head off if you don't get back in the room and get away from me." Get back in the room and get away from me. Very confused person here. Okay, then the victim, the poor girl, she was stuck 2 days with this guy in an apartment with him and his sword doing rituals and who knows what else. On Saturday, the woman was able to thankfully contact a friend who eventually told the police where she was. She was able to leave the apartment and Stevens was arrested. Stevens, of course, denies any physical altercation after being read his rights, but told investigators that the two never went anywhere and no one else had been to the apartment over the course of the past 2 days. No. I never did anything physically with her. I did lock her in the apartment for 2 days, though, but that's okay, right? I mean, she was interrupting my sword rituals, man. I got sword rituals. I got to do them all day long, all night long, and I can't have anybody interrupting my sword rituals because then I got to start all over again from the beginning with my sword ritual. You understand how it is with sword rituals, officer. Any ritual, really. A Florida woman spit on a bus driver because of her coochie. We have here a Coconut Creek police responding to a scene of an incident involving a bus driver and a passenger identified as Florida woman Terry Eddins, age 38, of Fort Lauderdale. According to the police report, this incident began when the bus driver kindly allowed Terry to ride the bus without paying the fare after pleading that she had no money whatsoever. What a nice bus driver allowing Terry to ride the bus. It was probably a very hot and humid Florida afternoon, and she just wanted to get on a bus and get to where she needed to go. She was looking forward to sitting down comfortably in a Florida bus, enjoying the air conditioning and the iguanas that are on every other seat. And this is the thanks the bus driver gets. Let's find out exactly how it went down and what she did to this amazing man. Imagine being a bus driver in Florida. Deserves a medal. Well, Terry boarded the bus without paying, obviously. She claimed she didn't have any money, but the bus driver was sweet. Approximately 10-15 minutes into the journey, Terry became noticeably agitated, screaming, yelling, cursing, unsettling some of the other passengers, and even the lovely driver that let Terry ride for free, despite her having no money and smelling like an alligator's armpit. Despite the chaos, the driver proceeded with her route. It's a her. Oh, lovely. It's a female. I'm so sorry. I assumed it was a male bus driver. That was my problem. I'm so sorry. The driver proceeded with her route until the bus reached its final stop. As the driver announced the end of the line and the need for all passengers to please disembark due to the bus being taken out of service, as they tend to do at the end of shifts, Terry, the Florida woman, resisted exiting and argued with the driver, the sweet, sweet driver that let Terry ride for free. It's not like anyone's giving anything else for free to Terry. Following the driver's exit, Terry eventually left the bus and spit directly in the bus driver's face. I mean, can you get any more ungrateful? The bus driver quickly called the police on Terry, who located and detained her. Upon interviewing Terry, she told officers she spit in the bus driver's face out of some sort of self-defense, making unfounded claims that she fell asleep during the ride and, quote, woke up to the bus driver touching my coochie, which is slang for vagina, as you know. So she was claiming the driver touched her vagina. This poor bus driver is getting from all sides here. Let's Terry ride for free. Terry makes up a cockamamie story about the driver touching her coochie, spits in her face. Horrible. Now, it says here, despite her self-defense claims, no evidence or witness corroboration support the Florida woman's account of the coochie touch. In fact, one male passenger contradicted Terry's allegations about the coochie grab, told the police her erratic behavior was the only crime committed on that bus that day. No, there was another crime committed, and that was the crime of the bus driver being too damn nice. It's a crime to be that nice in Florida, and look what you get. Look what you get. By the way, I'm looking at a photo here, a mugshot of Terry, and I'm going to be honest with you. Ain't nobody touching that coochie. I'm so grateful that you listen to the Weird AF News. Yeah. I'm so grateful you spent time with the Weird AF News. The Florida Friday episode is so special to me, and it's special to you. It's Florida Friday, and you spent your Friday with me. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. That was a very sweet song that I just improvised for you because I'm a little tipsy. And I just thought it would be fun. I just thought it would be fun to improvise a fun song for you about the Florida Friday and, you know, leading you into the weekend with some delightful musical improvisation. Maybe not so delightful. I don't know. I just thought it would be fun. Anyways, I hope you're having a nice weekend, or you had one, or you're about to have one. My Friday's been amazing. I did a big show in a country I've never been before. Should I give you? I gotta give you some more hints. Did I give you some? I gave you some hints, and then no one really guessed. So I don't know. You guys don't give a damn, or what? I don't know what the deal is. Maybe you're just like, just give us the news, newsboy. We don't care where you are, wherever you happen to be. Just give us the goddamn news. Well, I mean, and if you're like that, then. Like, whatever, that's fine, I suppose. Anyways, I thought you gave a damn, but whatever, whatever. I could be kidnapped by the Sudanistas. What are we going to do, you know? Or some of those pirates, those Somalians. What if I was kidnapped by the Somalians on the high seas? Now, you're not going to get your little news segment now. How about that? Because I'm kidnapped by Somalian pirates. So, anyways. I guess I just will say that I think it was a pretty good Florida Friday episode. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. And, you know, we've had some doozies. By the way, thanks to everybody who sent me Florida Friday episodes. Florida Friday stories, links, you know. It was very, very helpful. I think it made my job easier anyways. So that's cool. So thank you. Do you want to support the show? Yeah, support the show. Why wouldn't you support the show? Tell a friend about Weird AF News. You could leave a review. Those are things that don't cost you anything but your time. But maybe you're a rich girl and it gone too far and you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. So maybe you're a rich girl and you want to give me some money and support the show. Just go to weirdafnews.com, man. Bro, go to weirdafnews.com. That's the place where you can buy Jonesy a coffee or join the Patreon. So that's what's up. I think there's a PayPal thing you can hit as well. You can PayPal if you feel like it. Anyways, I accept all these things. I'm tired. All right, I'm going to go to bed. You sleep tight now, you cutie. You freaking cutie.